Yes, I'm live here. This is Roy Masters. I have some very difficult news to share with you. And I hope you have read it in the paper or listened to the information on your various devices. But you need to listen to this because I address the problem which I'm about to state briefly in this section of the program. It's a suicide epidemic. Why does the number of people killing themselves just keep going up? According to the CDC, there's been a substantial spike in the suicide deaths in the United States in recent years. Extremely alarming rise in the suicide rates amongst Americans that are approaching retirement age. Globally, it's the same thing. It soared by 60% in the last 45 years. In the state of Montana, there are 82 painkill prescriptions in every 100 people. See, most of you are on drugs. And drugs are not the cure. My God, what is the matter of... What's wrong with me? I've been on the air for 55 years. I know exactly how to overcome all this. How come you don't share it? I have a Sunday morning conversation. I'll give you it's about me. And people are scared of truth. The more guilty you are, the more fear, the more pain it is. And all you care about is to get rid of the pain. If you're stupid, that is, or if you're stupefied, you're going to go bloody well kill yourself. And you're going to kill yourself just by being 82% of people taking drugs. My God, 82% of you taking painkillers. What else do you take? What is the other 18? If I get my math right. I've been on the air 55 years, and I'll tell you something. You see that small little... I'm in a little town. I moved away from Los Angeles a long time ago because I see danger coming, and in a few weeks, maybe 6 or 7 weeks, you're going to have a bloody great civil war, or something bad is going to happen because of, you know, this is not any... explanation. I'm not saying whether you should vote for him or not. I just want to make a point. He's so powerful that everybody, all the bad people in America on the left are doing poop in their pants. And so then they see there's only got little time left to do what they get it finished to do. And so they got less time. And they're less sure of themselves. And they're afraid. And they got little time to do something very, very dangerous. And just watch out for it. And there's another thing, too. What I wanted to say about the small turnout in the little town, I don't see anybody bringing everybody back while they're getting better. Their whole lives get better. But they don't know how to extend it without proselytizing. Being themselves. There's a sort of a fear of going around. So I took the fear out of it by my name, which had been messed up by the media for the last 50 years, as if I was some kind of weirdo. And the tendency for people is to believe the worst in people rather than... it's easier to make the people believe the worst rather than the best. People like to judge. And may not realize if you mention my name. Oh, that's Roy Masters. He's a cult leader. Yes, but that's been 50 years ago. It's been going that way. But the thing is, what is the magic, the problem of it? It must be all the way around. What is it about you that you tell me how well you've done, how your life has been changed? Why haven't most of you spread it out and... The means for spreading it out is a year ago when I made it, put it on the Antidote for All website, free. Now, there are hundreds of thousands beginning to, here's the music. I'll share with you in just a minute. 800-866-8883. 800-866-8883. Call me. And the topic is suicide. That's for the first part of the hour. I'll share with you what's the second part of the hour after that.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Oh, hello again. I hope yesterday's program and the day before yesterday's program on sex and the danger to your psyche, to your life, to your marriage, to your existence as a people, as a nation, no longer under God, but under Obama, a socialist, communist, Marxist symbol, and you know it. Where are you? You're into drugs, aren't you? 82% in Montana. 82% take painkiller prescriptions out of every 100 people. 82 people out of every 100 are taking prescriptions, never mind whatever else other people are doing it in different ways or in addition to that. And so you're not a healthy nation anymore. You're not one nation under God. You're a slave of drugs and drug pushers and all the various perversions which are included in what I just said. Now, I've been on the radio for 55 years, and I know how to overcome post-traumatic stress disorder. It doesn't say that it's that. It's a suicide epidemic. Why does the number of people killing themselves keep going up? It's because of this, the people you elect. The people you elect are killing you. At last, I'm not going to tell you who I'm talking about, but at last, there's a person that has arisen that has some balls. Thank God. And at this moment, I'm happy to see the liberals, you know, beginning to, you know, having to go to the bathroom more often. They have less time. They have less time to keep playing with your life and your country. I have told you again and again, with very, very little appreciation of sticking my head out, I thought America would rise one day, but it doesn't seem to even hear. You can listen to all these things that are going on. You know what I mean? You listen to the news, and you get information. You watch the TV, and you get information. See? But really, it's not information, it's outformation. So they choose very carefully what you hear. The media is left-winged. See, in other words, pervert. Left wing equals perversion and the love of it and the power of it over other people. It's very interesting to invite you in to the pleasures of the world that relieve you of guilt. And the fact that you are taking 82% in Montana, the fact that they are taking it there is a reflection of what it is like everywhere else to varying degrees. You cannot win a war. You cannot exist. You cannot be a good example to your family, to your children, to your wife, to your husband. It's not possible unless you know how to deal with temptation. Now, let me speak about temptation again. I'll take Richard in just a few minutes because there's a lot of things I need to tell you. Because there's another subject I wanted to talk about in the second hour. But this is the first hour. Michael Snyder, The End of the American Dream, February the 10th, 2016. I've got to read just a little bit this to you. This is just information. This won't cure you. This is what will come, and you can do nothing about it. But listen to this. He's written it very well. I give him credit. Did you know that more Americans die from suicide than are killed in car crashes each year? That's nice. According to the CDC, there's been a substantial spike in suicide deaths in the United States in recent years. No wonder. You've become a nation of lilies. I mean, I don't know what to call them. I've got only rude words coming to me. I'm sorry. Very bad rude words coming to me. I can't see. A sniveler is not good enough, David. I'm sorry. I can't find the word. It's disgusting. Appeasers. An appeaser is a person who will appease the strongest horse, if you know what I mean. Then they would give in to ISIS. They would give in to me if I would have a big enough force and chutzpah to push and utilize what I know how to manipulate all of you. I don't want to do this. I want to try to wake you up. It's easy to put you in a trance. Much easier than take you out of that trance. It's easy to do this. It's so easy, but I'm warning you, the kids in this article, it's all about kids too. And I've been telling you why the kids are becoming suicidal in their middle age because of schools. I've told you about schools, and you still put them in schools, they get confused for the rest of their lives. You bloody fools! I did a program on sex yesterday and the day before. And I opened up upon the alluring, disgusting way of life you've adopted. Nearly all of you are screwing somebody. And somebody. Nearly all of you do this. There's a few of you. And especially men. But you've been neutered. You're just afraid of standing up to your wife. You don't know how to deal with it. So you went to jail one time for, you know, arguing, and she calls the police. And therefore, you live in fear for the rest of your life, but neutered. Ladies and gentlemen, if there's any Americans left that will pick up what I'm saying and live it, there's a lot of people I've helped over the years. They've lived a good life. I've been on the air 55 years, and 56 is coming up. And I'm 80 years old, 2nd of April. Listen to me. I've recovered from everything that went wrong. I've recovered. But I haven't recovered my audience, which was tremendous in the very early days. But then comes the left wing of the democratic forces, so-called democratic. There's no Democrats. They're just Democrats. And as far as the Republicans are concerned, they remind me, up to now, it's a bit different now, but up to now, men, I have tried to find the words that I used to use. Men are, I don't know how to find the right word for that, because I used to have a special way of saying it. But men don't know how to deal with their wives. They think of love as sex. It's nothing. You can love food, but you're just loving your belly. You're loving the feeling in your belly. And I won't say about what other part of your anatomy is involved in the same way. You just love the 3 minutes of feeling and the anticipation of more. It's the anticipation. There's a, to make a, an interesting point, in Japan, I was sitting with some friends. They invited me to dinner at a Japanese restaurant. And I learn lots of things just by every day, watching everybody every day. I'll get to Richard in just a minute. Don't go very much. And so I'm sitting, it's a very fancy Japanese restaurant. And we had about 10 courses. And on every plate, there was a little dropping from a bird, to pardon the vernacular. That was a little piece, and I tried to eat it, it went down my hollow tooth. And so they went on for 2 hours, and giving a little plate of something, and at the end of that 2 hours, I was still hungry. So I called the maitre d', and I said, excuse me, I just need to have a question answered. I've been sitting here for 2 hours, and all I get is bird droppings. Portions, pardon me. And so, why can't you just put it on 2 or 3 plates and give me something to eat? And the maitre d' was, you know, fresh from Japan. So he says, in Japan. I don't know if I can imitate it very good, so let me speak normally. He says, we have these manners, decorum. So you have little rituals with tea, etc., etc. And it is this kind of experience that makes us feel better about ourselves. See, that's it. I said, is that the case? It means that it's a ritual that makes you feel more gracious. That's it. So I'm beginning to see almost anything can be relieve you of your anxiety. That may not be enough, and it may be if you are more deeply into your traditions. My brother, God help him, he's dying. And he hid behind his religion. He was jealous of me all his life. And I've told you before, I hope he's listening, because he's in London, and I can't get the reason for it, but he's got, according to his son, my nephew, he's got all kinds of stuff, terrible things that I've done. And when he was here, he would say things to my wife all about all these things. And she said, please don't talk like that about your brother. It's not true. So he had an operation on his head, or paid for it. His mother died, and he didn't want to pay for the headstone. I took him to Africa. That's where it was. And we ended up there, and put him through Witwatersrand and the university to learn architecture. And then I decided I don't want to live there, because I could see what was coming, the danger. So I went back home and came to America, and I helped him there too. But for some reason, there's lots of anger in him. So why am I saying these things? it's a silent thing. It's gonna kill you. It's silent things. He's dying from this. He's younger than me. And I'm, thank God, a strong 88-year-old person. And I've made it through everything. And I'm free. It was like free because it's freedom. Because I have, I'll explain it after the break. You know what? I got away from it, but you know this spike of substantial suicide in the United States. They don't understand, you know, 9 million, over 9 million people, Americans each year, actually make a plan to how they would commit suicide. We're a deeply, deeply unhappy nation, and it goes on. It's not just limited to America, but it should, if all places, it shouldn't be here. And here I am, 55, yes, on the radio, helping me people. I got to as many veterans as I could. I erected a program, a nonprofit organization, and hid behind it so my name wouldn't be found anywhere in the very beginning, about 6 years ago. So it exists today, operated by the person who I paid 6 years to deliver materials to the soldiers, because he's a colonel. So it's me. When you ever hear about this particular organization, which is non-profit, I paid for all that. So I could hide behind, but he distributed my material as if it was him. And we did good. But it was, I only had so much. I couldn't do it anymore. I gave 100,000 and another 500,000 downloads and slowly faded away from the doing of it, left to the non-profit organization, okay, which still operates today. And they're not doing very good, separate from me. I'm the guy that knows how to change America. What you're reading about all this, and I haven't read it all, but it's horrible. I just get tip of the iceberg. I know how to overcome all this. Do you hear me? And you people are listening to me, you're not sending me enough money. But some of you are. God bless you. But the hundreds of thousands of people are beginning now to take this 7-minute meditation. I got some insight from Mark Titus, who does work for me in Canada. He does the social engineering part. And he said it's beginning to take off, hundreds of thousands now. And it got to be hundreds of millions, because it's all free. And in 7 minutes, you won't need your drugs, your alcohol, or anything. Now, I went to Canada. They invited me there to speak to 100 psychiatrists and physicians. And it was a rousing experience. And the professor there, Professor Titus, uses it now, today, with the prescription, a 7-minute meditation, and in 2 weeks, people with heart attacks, God knows what, all the symptoms of physical symptoms disappear, and mental. And the first person he did it with, he said, "What have you done, doctor? What have you done?" He says, "What do you mean, what have I did? What have I done?" He says, "Well, that meditation, whatever it is, and the medicine you gave me, it's my head is clear. My heart's got better. I know that. I felt it." So now he continues to do. If you want to go to Professor, Rick Titus. Professor Rick Titus. Go look on his website. He's the professor I'm talking about. It's likely to be still there. And if you go to the meditation on the web, it's antidoteforall.com. It's a standalone sites, standalone. And you can copy it with an iPhone, but there's apps there, and there's more information if you slide down after you've finished. I want this to be everywhere in the world. And all you have to do is notice that people have anxiety and say, you know, you don't look so good. How are you doing? Oh, they give you a little cuddle and a little muddle. And they say something about what's wrong with them. You say, why don't you go? I had that stuff. Just go over there and go to antidoteforall.com. Why can't you just do that? And it was spread like a virus, but a good virus. A virus that kills the killer virus. See? So anyway, having said that, I'm going to take to my first caller, Richard. Sorry to keep you, old boy, but I'm talking about you, aren't I?
Yeah, you sure are.
Yes. Have you called before, Richard?
Yes, I have. I've called you a while back, and I've called you a couple times in the past, I don't know, a few months or so.
Are you any better? And what is your problem?
Yeah, I am. So I had recently quit drinking a couple months ago.
That's good.
Then I immediately got these real bad panic attacks that I used to have like 10 years ago. And,
Hold it right there. Immediately, in other words, you didn't want drunk. You didn't want to drink anymore. But am I hearing correctly? The minute you stopped drinking, then you felt the anxiety coming back? Or did the anxiety come back later on?
Yeah, it was about a week later. I noticed that once I quit drinking, I had kept myself really busy.
That's not good. No, you don't want to do that. You're keeping yourself busy to keep yourself from seeing the next stage. You need to understand this. I just know how to pick your brain a little bit. So I hear what you have to say to me. And making yourself busy is the reason why you are now having panic attacks. Because you're using the distraction of keeping busy ahead of the next thing you need to see. In other words, what I'm saying in a nutshell is simply this, that becoming perfect requires you to enjoy the ability to see the magic of light, the magical light within yourself, cause the illness of drinking to disappear. And therefore, you felt better. In other words, something was working. But you didn't know what that something was working. You didn't understand the system. Because soon after, if you're happy to see the fault and see it as a fault, and if that was greeted as it seems to be greeted in a proper way, I see that, I don't need that anymore, and you didn't, that's not the whole cure. The whole cure is the rest of your life. The whole cure. So you need to wait, wonder and appreciate it, and wait for the next floor to arise. But you can't, if you don't see the next floor arising, the floor, the problems that behind the drinking, you will go into a dizzy. I'll be right back. Don't go away. And the number is 1-800-866-8883. Call me weekdays at 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock in the evening. Thank you. Hello, here we are again. Richard, would you mind standing back for just a few moments while I sort of talk to my audience and to ask them to support my program in different ways? Are you okay with that for a minute?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much. You just stand by. My dear friends, I want you to listen how I talk to Richard he's got a very rich message to share with you. It's really rich because it's so subtle. And because you've got to understand the meditation, the seven meditation, does not cure anything. It is what it brings you to. It is the spirit of paradise lost that it brings you to. The meditation does not cure anything. Get that. It is only the guiding you to a place in yourself which is labeled in the scriptures, be still and know. And when you are in that still place, whatever that is, you may not know you're there. You all of a sudden you'll be able to see your thoughts. But the thoughts you buried by having other thoughts and worrying and trying to fix it. So with Richard, he makes the mistake of not calling me right away. But Richard's still listening to the program. So because people support my program sufficiently to barely keep it on the air, that's all it's been. I'm able to go on the radio, but nothing really, it doesn't grow like it should. But now I've got the 7-minute meditation, which came to me a year or two ago. All of a sudden, I can tell you how it happened. As a trucker, he stops his truck. He can't drive anymore. He's too full of anxiety. He's going to crash into somebody. He's going to get me drunk. He doesn't know how to deal with his wife. He has to have to work two jobs. And the money he gives her, she gives to the kids, the girls. And they all laugh at me and make fun of me. I can't stand it anymore. I said, you want some help? Close your eyes. Look at your eyelids and you can hear the rest of the story. A week later, he's cured. But he's cured and he still remains cured today because he has been redeemed from sin. Which means, it doesn't mean to say he's perfect all at once. The Bible says, become perfect. Become perfect. Becoming is a verb. It will be a verb even if it isn't. It is becoming. So the first problem appears and it goes away, but the next one is ready to come up because there's hundreds of others, and they will come up as you go through life, as you deal with people properly, as you deal with your thoughts properly by not struggling and observing. And say, oh, I see that. I never saw that before. It's going to happen over and over again with no pain. It just goes away. Do you understand, ladies and gentlemen? All right.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, sir. I was just explaining to Richard, I need you to, if you have problems with a meditation exercise, be still and know. Or the antidoteforall.com, that's the other website, where only one thing is there, and that is the 7-minute meditation with nothing else. Download, keep it. Download, share it. Share it with people who have anxiety. All you have to do is say, hey, my friends, you know, you could actually sit next to a person in an airplane and start a conversation and say, my name's, you know, Roy Masters, or whatever your name is. Joe Schmo. What's yours? He says his name. And he starts to talk, or she does. And what do you do? And she says, you know, whatever it is. And what do you do? Well, I'm a, I'm a, I'm a doctor. I'm a psychiatrist. I work on wood. You see, whatever it is, but I got anxiety. You have it? Yes. I found a way. Well, how do you do? Then said, all you need to do is, let me write you down what cured me. That's all you have to do. Write it on a piece of paper. Yeah, write it down. And continue. And if he's interested, you'll explain to him what happened. He'll be fascinated. That's how you spread it. That's you pay it forward by sharing it, either with your demeanor, with the way you look or handle yourself in a way that's never been. And then people wonder, what's happened to my husband? What's happened to my wife? And you may not have to do anything, just be different and not say anything about me at all for a little while until they're ready. And then maybe at a certain point you can, hey, look, you've seen a change in me, haven't you, dear? Yes, I have. I've seen a wonderful change in you. What happened? Well, look, let me give you a gift. And you give him my cure stress device. And that's it's a nice little package. It's a wonderful gift. It's about $60, $59. It's a computer. So you can give some instructions for a person who has an iPhone and an Android to go to where the app is and download it onto their own iPhone so you don't need a computer. But a lot of people don't have computers. Older people don't know how to do it. Little children may not have to, they'd love to play with it. See? And so you could actually buy this little computer which fits in your wallet. It fits in your wallet as if it was a credit card. You can't tell the difference in the thickness and the. It's got on, off. That's it. And it's got 10 hours. Okay, now let me talk to Richard, I think. Richard, now listen, I'll come back. I just walked around you. I'm sorry. Have you understood? Have you understood what you did wrong?
Yeah, it sounds like I'm out of, I was hiding from what I was doing wrong in the alcohol before, and I kind of just transferred it to hiding from staying busy.
That's right. It means you don't want to see the truth. But it's not you. There's something inside you. You have an identity crisis, they would call that. You're infected with another self. You are not you. That impulse to do the wrong thing is coming from a bad place. There's something affected you a long, long time ago, and so you've got your drinking problem, and so. In order for you to see anything, that drinking problem has to go away first. And so when you meditate, bang, it's the first part of the journey. And then it's, wow, that's remarkable. But you don't take advantage of it and say, oh, I'm cured now. No, you're not. Because the alcohol or the drugs are just killing the conscience, so you don't have to see the next one. And then you blew it. You're going to see a lot of little things arising all the way back to a little child. And they will come back all by themselves as if the light of truth was melting the solidarity of it being glued inside you somewhere. Where you could never, never, never go. And slowly but surely, every day all of a sudden, you'll see, oh, I see this. You're in the shower, and there it is again. You're sitting on the toilet. There it is. There's all kinds of things I could say. It wouldn't go on the radio very good. But it could be anywhere.
It's been happening to me lately.
You understand what I'm doing? Yeah. It could be any moment. it will come up in order, in its own order. And as you see it, just looking at it, there's a little irritation. You can feel, but then there's something inside you that says, just watch. And you just watch it, and it goes away. The watching goes away. And then I feel better about it. But it's not the finish. It's the rest of your life. It will take the rest of your life to become perfect. Become perfect. Each one of those moments I just mentioned, each one of those situations which suddenly you have an epiphany, oh, I see that, and it disappears. And your ability to deal with people gets better. And you have another disappearing. That's another reason for why something pops up again. You're being rewarded. You're being illuminated. And the dark side of you begins to melt. And it turns into like a steam. And that steam comes a picture. Oh, it's a memory. Bong. You look at the memory, it goes away, it's no longer real. But your anger towards it makes it real. Your struggle with it makes it real. Your distraction, busy, 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 makes it real in you, and you will die and never have the find the reason for your existence. You understand that?
Yeah.
I'm dead serious.
Yeah, no, I understand that.
I want you to be alive serious. All right, my friend. So let me kick your butt again some other time. I let you go now. Now, ladies and gentlemen, are you really gentlemen? That's the question. And so look at yourself. Are you really a lady? Just ask yourself the question. And so what have you done to lose it? Who did it to you? Who are you angry with? And so on and so forth. I'm going to give you the phone number. And it's 6:45. And I don't want to sit here and talk to you and read stuff, which I hardly ever do, and just give you patter. I'm giving you the opportunity to step forward like a human being and say, I'm sure when you hear my program, you either hate me or you say to yourself, this is a breath of fresh air. I never heard anything like this before. So therefore, allow me to embrace you and let me give you the phone number so I can embrace and help you. And as I talk to you, you will be able to talk to me. And every word, I will know what to say next to you next, so that you will see what nobody else can tell you. And at that same moment, other people listening to you will have the same secret revealed to them as if I was talking to them. Because everybody, if you have a certain problem with a certain reason behind it, millions of people have the same order and the same behavior and the same excuses, exactly like Johnny made me do it. A variation of that, more sophisticated. It's called an excuse. All right. And the number is, I'm going to go, I tell you what, this evening I love my doing this program for you. But the program is not alive unless we are talking with each other. And if I allow you to let me speak and just pontificate to you, it has a value, but it does not have a value of you having the courage you don't have to give your real name. Call yourself whatever you want. There's Joe calling, but it's really Jack. It's okay. But you need to have an expression, and you need to vent it to the person that knows how to treat that venting, how to neutralize what you're saying, what's wrong with you as you speak it. Because as you call and you speak to me, I'm hearing things you don't see yourself saying, but other people can see it and take advantage. I can see it and make it go away. See, I have that knowledge. I have that, not as knowledge, but as a gift from him to me and from me to you. And so we have the end of this hour. And I think I'll take the time off this evening. I'm going to do this because, you know, I love to do this program. I love to, my whole day I wait to be able to reach you and help save your life and help you to save you. I mean, not that I'm a savior. Don't get me wrong. I have a gift. You have a gift. And, you know, you all have gifts of some kind, and some of you repress it and lose it altogether, and some of you think the gift is, well, you made your own gift because you have an emptiness and you think, well, I'm going to stay busy and I'm going to pick something, I'm going to succeed in it. And that then it goes back to this, what the Scripture says. And the Scripture says, seek first the kingdom of God and His right way. There's nothing wrong with working hard and working whatever you do. But working is not the solution. Working is part of the solution. You know, you should dig into the soil with your hands. I don't remember the exact term. And that was the second command, you should work by the sweat of your brow. And that was the second commandment. And if you don't work by the sweat of your brow, if you just sell shoes, that's not good enough, if you don't mind. It's okay for a while. And if you don't cheat people like people cheated me when I was buying shoes, they always tell me it was my size was 11 when it was really 11 and a half, but 11 and a half maybe not be so popular. So I always have problems with shoes for a long time. Years went by before I found out that it's 11 and a half. It's because they didn't have it in stock. I don't buy shoes very often. And so I kept my shoes for about 44 years. I got the good ones. I got hundreds of pairs of shoes. Not hundreds, but lots of them. All the wrong size. I got half a dozen. It's the right size. That's good. Thank you. But you see, there's so much dishonesty in the world today. And all of you people, with your 82% are taking drugs, legal or illegal. Don't you see 82%? Okay. All right, here's the phone number. I'll just read. You see, what I'm going to do is read to you just two things in this closing portion of this program. Then I'm going to go home. I'm already at home. And you have something? Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, the Richard is, you just take him down, because every time I see, you got to take that down once Richard's up there, because I think it's another Richard. Because I'm deeply engrossed in what I do. Thank you, David. I appreciate you. Just take him down. And that way, I won't keep deceived. Oh, there it is. It's again another Richard. So listen carefully. There's two things that you talk about, but nobody can fix it except me. Now, here's the first one, quickly. Did you know that more Americans die from suicide than are killed in car crashes? This is according to a certain gentleman, and his name is, let me see where his name is. I'll come to his name. There's no name at this. Michael Snyder, End of the American Dream, February the 10th, 2016. You've got to give him credit, go find him. And he says there's a spike of suicides, and they don't know what it is. Alarming rise in suicide among Americans approaching retirement age. And then I don't care about the globally, because we need to start here. And he says, as a statistic, the state of Montana, there are 82 painkiller prescriptions for every 100 people. And there's an article just a little bit, The End of the American Dream. And more Americans die from suicide than are killed in car crashes. And according to the CDC, there's been a substantial spike in suicide deaths in the United States in recent years. Approximately 9.3 million Americans admit to having suicidal thoughts. I know that. And approximately 2.7 million each year actually make a plan for how they would commit suicide, because it's so painful Anxiety is painful. It will drive you to kill yourself. It's the only cure. It's not. You're in the wrong direction. And there's nobody that you got all these statistics, but you haven't got the solutions. You got lots of statistics. They're all horrible. And all you can do is talk about them. And yet you won't call me. Now I'm going to give you 6 or 7 minutes.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Here I am again. Now, I'm going to spend the next 6 minutes just reading you something. And that's just information. It's not really information, it's outformation. Information they don't have. Something from within. I've got that. But I don't know how to find enough people now. Because Obama is pooping in his pants because of a certain person who's become very popular and is scared to death and is only a little time to do more mischief. So you can watch out in the next 6 weeks, something awful is going to happen. Having said that, this same person I just mentioned is the magic behind it. That's not the word magic. Is a source of mandatory depression screening. Depressing thought. That is the headline. Sorry, by Ron Paul. Okay, here it is. Let me give you a little bit of it. United States Preventive Service Task Force recently recommended mandatory depression screening for all Americans. The task force wants to force health insurance companies to pay the screening. Basic economics, as well as Obamacare disaster, you should have shown this task force the government health insurance mandates harm Americans. That's not a well written, or me not reading it correctly. Government insurance mandates raise the price of health insurance. Consumers will respond to this increase by either choosing or not carrying health insurance, blah, blah, blah. Where's the other part here? This is so important. Let me come to the point of it here. If the preventative task force has its way, Americans could lose their Second Amendment and possibly other rights simply because they happen to undergo mandatory depression screening when they were coping with a loved one's passing or a divorce or simply having a bad day. See that? As anyone who's ever mistakenly placed on the terrorist watch list can attest, it is very difficult to get off the government database, even when the government clearly is in error. Thus, everyone mistakenly labeled as depressed will have to spend a great deal of time and money in what may be a futile attempt to get their rights back. Do you understand? This is information. Mandatory depression screening will endanger people's health by increasing the use of psychotropic drugs. These drugs will have dangerous side effects. Their use has even been linked to suicide. The fact that almost every mass shooter was on psychotropic drugs is another good reason to oppose any policy that would increase the reliance on these medicines. The Preventative Services Task Force mandatory depression screening mandate is based on a fallacy that diagnosing mental health problems is analogous to diagnosing cancer or diabetes. Even mental health professionals acknowledge that there's a great deal of subjectivity in mental health diagnosis. What they're saying is they're going to make a law where it ends up that every Republican is insane and everybody on the left is normal. It's backwards. That's what it is. That's what they do. They turn truth upside down. They turn women into men and men into women. And they don't know hell about who they are anymore. No wonder you're taking drugs. I want to tell you, when you're a man, you have to be a man. You can't have any woman inside you. And if you're a woman, you can't have any man inside you psychologically. And you can't have the identity of a man. But they have always said that every man has a little bit of woman, and every woman has a little bit of man. They've said that for a long time. That's insane. They made it normal. They're making this normal. And pretty soon it'll end up, you're all crazy. That's it. So I wanted to go into the subject of this. And I don't see any point in messing around today. Maybe tomorrow I will be able to have some good callers. And I'm just asking you, ladies and gentlemen, please go to my go to my website, Antidote for All, you know, on the FHU.com. FHU.com. That's the name of my website. And the price is $59. It's available also on the AntidoteForAll.com. Antidote for All, that is a website all by itself. So it's a credit size audio player, easy to use, convenient and immediate, excellent sound quality. It's super light, super thin. It's the size of a credit card, and it fits in your wallet. And all you do is plug in the earbuds, and you have a recharger. And that is for people who don't have iPhones. And what's the other one? What's the other one that's on my iPhone, David? No. What's that iPhone? The opposite. What's the other name of the iPhone that's a different name? Androids. Yes, of course. You also get screwed up too, don't you? Okay. Listen as needed to cure stress. It's only 7 minutes. Can you spare 7 minutes? You can download that for nothing and keep it and share it. And all the problems will go away. And if you will listen to my program with hiccups, you're going to have a few hiccups. You may want to understand it a little bit better. You call my radio program, 800-866-8883. But otherwise, tonight, I say goodnight to you. Hope to see you tomorrow. And you send some money to the Foundation of Human Understanding. I can function. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Thank you very much. I would love looking forward to speaking to you tomorrow. Call me and be the first on the air, and we'll get it going. And now I'm going to take it easy. Thank you very much. You're going to hear an old program.
Are you suffering with PTSD after being in the military? You should see what people are saying about Roy Masters online.
In my experience as a commander who mobilized and returned thousands of wartime veterans, I have seen soldiers make rapid improvement through the use of Be Still and Know. Major General George R. Harris.
Google Roy Masters PTSD. You'll see what I mean.
The Be Still and Know exercise works for me. It calms my soul, enhances my thinking, and improves my emotional regulation. I'm thankful to be a more resilient chaplain. Lieutenant Colonel Philip Pringle, Southern Baptist.
Go online and Google Roy Masters now. You'll be amazed at what you find.
I must say, on the basis of 20 years' experience, that the application of this exercise has made a significant contribution to the treatment of the great majority of those who have used it. Dr. George Hader, diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
You need to see what people have to say about Roy Masters online. On your computer, tablet, or even your smartphone. Go online and search for Roy Masters PTSD Military. You'll be glad you did.